Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Right now is the most wonderful time of the year because you have leverage over your kids.
You do. You have the threat of the big guy, Santa. And I think that's when parents start utilizing it hardcore. Now that we are in December, your kids are misbehaving. Hey, Santa's not going to come see you if you don't start acting right, if you don't start acting straight.
And it could be a threat until you get a call from Santa going, you need to get your craft together, kid.
So we have a segment called Santa Scared Straight. And The Burt Show has many friends of The Burt Show. Justin Bieber's a friend of The Burt Show. Sarah Blakely's a friend of The Burt Show. And Santa is a friend of the Burt Show. And we have his direct line, Burt Security, years ago. And Santa let us know that if we have any Burt Show fam that has some unruly kids who are misbehaving, just, you know, give him a call and he will scare them straight. Now, he is very busy this time of year. So the fact that he actually sets time aside for us is kind of a big deal. And we have done this in years past. It has been very successful. And so we're going to do it again. So if you would like to have Santa scare your child straight for Christmas, just go to theburtshow.com, fill out the form, and we will assess and see if we can help you out.
All right. So let's give you an example from past years, what this sounds like. If you're the new Burt Show listener. So Santa had to call 3-year-old Sully and 5-year-old Fletch. Santa.
You did it to yourself by naming your kid Fletch. you're going to get a troublemaker with a name like Fletch.
Fletch loves to smack down his brother Sully. He hits his brother, grabs and squeezes Sully's stomach. And then Sully jumps on the cat and wants his mom to get attacked by an octopus. What? And he has a hard time keeping it in his pants, if you know what I mean.
No, hard time. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's got a tough time keeping it in his pants.
Ooh, okay.
All right. So Santa took a look at our email and said, oh, my God, I got to give Fletch and Sully a call. Santa Scared Straight.
Hello.
Ho, ho, ho. It's Santa calling for Sully and Fletch.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Sully. Hey, Fletch. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Boys, that's why I'm calling. You know, Santa has a couple of lists. One is nice and the other is...
Naughty.
Yes, naughty. And it looks like you guys may be headed to the naughty list. So I wanted to go over a few things, okay?
Okay.
How do you like your new elf?
Good.
I know we dispatched Larry Stinky Socks to your house. How's Larry after night number one?
Good.
Well, Fletch, let's go over a few things with you first, okay?
Yeah.
I have Santa Vision cameras all over the world. Santa sees everything. I actually had your elf, Larry Stinky Socks, go through my Santa Vision DVR, and he sent in a report already after only one night, and it's quite extensive.
Oh, no.
Fletch, why is it you're always smackdowning your younger brother?
He's been mean to me
first. Well, between now and Christmas, I want you to act like the bigger brother that you are. You don't retaliate in WWE fashion, okay?
Okay.
In addition to hitting your brother, I see you grabbing and squeezing his tummy a lot. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Is he a little pudgy like the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yeah.
All right, well, don't do that anymore. And another thing, here's the big one. You've been lying a lot lately, telling stories and fibbing.
Yeah.
I know last night there was a little incident in involving your pants, and you said it was water, but it wasn't water, was it?
No.
It's okay. That even happens to Santa every now and then. I get into the eggnog a little heavy and, you know, one of those nights, and I just wake up in a pond. So if that happens, don't worry about it. Just tell the truth. You don't have to lie, okay?
Okay.
All right, so say after me, Santa.
Santa.
I will not lie anymore.
I won't lie anymore.
Even when I pee my pants. All right, that's all I have for you, Fletch. Now, Sully, on the other hand, this is what Larry Stinky Socks wrote down in his report. Sullivan is by far the worst.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
I'm looking at video evidence of you jumping on your cat, Milo. And Milo doesn't seem to be enjoying it. And you're mean to your dogs, Eli and Remy.
How do you know a cat?
I told you, I have cameras everywhere. They're all over your house, all over your yard, everywhere.
How can it hear us on the camera?
I have little microphones everywhere. They're tiny. I don't want you hurting the cats and the dogs anymore, okay?
Okay.
The other day, you told your mom that you hoped something would take her away forever. What did you want to take her away?
A big octopus?
Why would you want that?
Because it will grapple under the water. The sea creature will eat her face off and her mouth off and her eyeballs off.
You want a big octopus to eat your mom's face off and eat her eyes?
Yeah.
Is it yes or no?
No. You said yes,
though. Sully, you should never wish that for your mother.
Okay.
Let's talk about your Mimi. What did you call her to her face?
I called her a nasty alien.
You called her a nasty alien. Why did you do that?
I did.
Well, don't call her that anymore, okay?
Okay.
Now, something I want to address with you. I see you doing quite often. You pull your dingle dangle out of your pants and tell everyone, look!
Don't do it now.
Put that away. And as a matter of fact, I have cameras at the urgent care, and I saw you at the urgent care recently, and you were yelling to everyone, look, I have a big dingle dangle. But you didn't say dingle dangle. What did you say?
Look, I have a big penis.
Wow. You're 3 years old. You shouldn't be saying that, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I want you to put that away and don't be flipping it out all the time.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm looking back at my Halloween tape and I'm seeing where on Halloween you told a mom, you went right up to her and in her face,
vagina.
You said, you have a
vagina.
I don't want you saying vagina anymore, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I think if you correct all the things we talked about, I think there's still time to get you guys on the good list. Do you think you could be good between now and Christmas?
Yeah, I can.
All right. Well, I've got to go. I've got to get to the workshop and check on the elves, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Bye, Christmas.
Bye, Sully and Fletch.
I changed my stance. Fletch is the name of an angel.
Compared to Sully.
Sully, on the other hand. That's a handful.
All right. If you have your own Sully, you have your own Fletch, and you know, look, the only thing that is really going to help here for the next 30 days is getting a call from Santa. We'll call Santa for you. All you got to do is hit us up at theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show.